Okay, so this is Karen Ashley. She was the Yellow Power Ranger, the second Yellow Power Ranger in the Power Rangers Mighty Morphin series. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions because I'm a massive fan, and I'm sure most of the 90s kids are, because it came out in 1993.
Yes.
So what was your favorite part of being the Yellow Power Ranger?
You know what, honestly, and I'm not saying this just because I'm in Sydney, but... I got to shoot the movie, the Power Ranger movie, here in Sydney. That was
awesome.
Yeah, so it was like an adventure within an adventure. That was the first time I'd ever left the country, first time I got to do a movie. So it was just so exciting. I mean, we literally got the part on the show, and we shot for about a month, and we did like 20 episodes, and they shipped us to Australia. And we were supposed to be here 3 months, and we ended up being here 6 months. So it was like we lived here, and Sydney's always held a special place in my heart because of that.
Australia's such a big place. There's so much to see.
Yeah.
So what are you excited about on your trip here?
You know what? I'm just excited to reconnect with the fans. Like I said, Sydney holds a special place in our hearts. We just saw a guy who was actually one of the extras in the movie.
That's so cool.
He was like, I was a little kid, and he was playing with the ooze. So it's like those kind of stories of actually meeting people that are so tightly, you know, because they were kind of around at the time that we shot the movie. But, you know, the fans have wanted us to come for so long, so we're so happy to finally be here, happy to say hi. We're going to morph with them and just have a good weekend.
That's awesome. So the Yellow Power Ranger, in most of the Power Rangers series, and in yours included, she's a very feisty, you know, go-getter character. And those kind of storylines have been seen in lots more recent popular culture.
Yes.
How important do you think it is to show really strong, empowering women?
It's so important. I just feel like, you know, one thing I loved about Power Rangers is we never really talked about it, but the girls were superheroes too.
Yeah.
We weren't just sitting on the sidelines getting saved. We actually saved the day. So for me, it was always so great that my character was outspoken. She was sassy. She spoke her mind. She was very confident in that way. And I just think that that's what little girls need to hear, little boys as well. And so, you know, I just love the fact that we were girl power before girl power was popular.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for this interview. It was so nice to meet you. You're such a pleasure and an inspiration. So thanks so much.
Thank you. Nice to see you guys.
I also got to chat with one of the actors as well, David Yost, who played the Blue Power Ranger.
What's it like being in Australia after coming here to film the movie a few decades ago?
Are you trying to say I'm old?
I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's awesome because, you know, I came here and filmed the movie. I lived here for about 6 months. And so it's interesting to see how much Sydney has grown and changed. It's awesome. But it's such a beautiful city, and I kind of missed where I'm staying right now. I have such an awesome view of the harbor, and it's just like the sun's been out, so it's been really beautiful. So it's really been neat to see how the city's changed.
So about a year ago, the new Power Rangers movie came out.
Yes.
So surely you would have seen it, just seen how it was, maybe compared and contrasted with your own series. So what was it like knowing that the legacy of the Power Rangers is living on?
Well, I mean, obviously it's very humbling and awesome for the original cast. We got to go to the premiere of the movie in Los Angeles, so we got to meet all the new actors that have been playing us, the original characters. So it was cool, and I think it's really neat that they wanted to do a reboot and wanted to use the original characters, because that's the most popular out of the Power Rangers, whatever. So the fact that they focused on those characters and sort of changed them up a little bit but made them similar to what they were is cool. And I thought they did a great job with the movie. I really enjoyed it. It was very entertaining, so it was fun.
So on a bit more of a serious note, you have mentioned before, you have been open with the fact that you did suffer some discrimination while you were working on the series. How does it feel knowing that nowadays in the superhero genre, the LGBTI characters are known and that they are loved and accepted by the audience? How does it feel knowing that compared to what happened while you were working on the series?
Well, it just shows how far we're coming as a world. You know, obviously there's still a lot of work to do because people throughout the world are still being murdered and put in prison for being gay or bisexual or transgender or whatever. So, you know, that's always really heartbreaking for me to hear, but it's obviously great for me as a gay person to see how far we've come, and that they are being more inclusive in the superhero genre, including LGBT characters. So couldn't be more proud of that.
And so one final question. You did appear on, I think, every episode of the original series, and one of the only cast members to do so.
The only.
The only, right. So what made you decide to stay with the series from the first episode all the way up to the last?
I just enjoyed my job. You know, the goal when you move to Los Angeles if you want to be an actor, is to be a working actor. So, you know, I was very happy to be a working actor, and I enjoyed my character. I think what was great for me as an actor is that I played a character, and if you watch the course of the 200 episodes that I did, you really see my character actually grow. Like, there's a huge story arc about how he was the stereotypical nerd, was really unsure of himself, didn't have a lot of confidence, and as time goes on, like, his friends taught him martial arts, and he developed more confidence. He wasn't just the nerdy scientist. He had about 8 girlfriends, so, you know, he got around, so that was good. So, you know, I just enjoyed my job, and I just wanted to do it as long as I could.